This is Eve L. Ewing reading It Wouldn't Take Much for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. This poem is preceded by an epigraph that reads, Officer Callahan gave his racial philosophy freely in the following remarks. It wouldn't take much to start another riot, and most of the white people of this district are resolved to make a cleanup this time. The Negro in Chicago, 1922, page 451. It wouldn't take much. We have been informed that the city will activate when the public expects unrest. Rest, a decision, a verdict, a Sunday. If civil unrest becomes your home, please always remember the night. Any mob, a police immediate. Do not let anyone follow. Stay. Your best friend before and during a crisis, stay. Know where the danger hits its peak. While a crisis is your radio, resources will be tremendous. Since there's a good chance you will be confined to your home, you will want to make sure you have enough home. Home is generally the safest place to be during riots. Don't go out. Look, the last thing you want is the chaos. However, should you find yourself outside, stay away. Make your home possible. On a day-to-day level, your wits, your eyes, means getting out. Keep focus. Keep your focus on the present. What is happening before it escalates. Be safe. An erasure of the email I received from the management of my apartment building the day of the Jason Van Dyke verdict, October 2018.